Welcome to the Lee's Fitness Unlimited podcast with Mike Lee. Mike Lee, Coach Mike Lee, back with another episode of the Lee's Fitness Unlimited podcast. Man, today's episode is going to be a good one because it's some real shit. It always some real shit on here, but this is important. And this topic has come up a couple times, and I know I keep hearing it for a reason. And I'm going to just relay the message because somebody out there needs to hear this. What is the value of your name? First name and last name. What is the value of your name? Well, let me tell you. It's not so much about monetary or wealth. You know, net worth and things like that that people attach to their names. That's one side of it. But the true value of your name comes from the type of person you are. Integrity. What do other people have to say about you when you're not around? That's so important. And I say that because a lot of you athletes are in a position that I don't know if you truly understand the responsibility that comes with being a student athlete, but I'm going to try to make it clear for you. Whatever team you play for, you represent that team on and off the field, in and out of the gym. No matter where you are, you represent them. You definitely represent yourself at all times. It ain't no running from that. You know, so you got to represent the right way. It's a lot of opportunities that will come to you if you have a good reputation and a good name. On the flip side of that, you can fuck up and miss out on a lot of opportunities if it's salt on your name, or if you just got a bad reputation. So I'm going to give an example. College sports, college athletes. The majority of college athletes were recruited by a coach. When those coaches go to schools to recruit players, they could already see what type of player a kid is. They just got to watch the film. One thing that they're going to be asking coaches and people around this person is, what type of guy is he? Or what type of girl is she? Do they take care of their business in school? You know, are they a good person in the community? Are they staying out of trouble? You know, are they responsible? Are they respectful? Is this person going to be a good reflection of me? That's what a coach was thinking. Because if they recruit you, you are an extension of them for however long y'all both there. You know, they're going to always take credit for getting you there because they recruited you. And if you go up there to your school and you messing up, they're going to be the one that gets the most of the blame for bringing you into that situation. So it's important that you always keep a clean name. Now, another thing is, you young athletes are getting more opportunity to make some money with the NIL, name, image, and likeness. You know, this is something that guys that have come before you have fought for years and years and years. Everyone that's played college sports knows that the college athlete has been taken advantage of for their name, image, and likeness since the beginning of the NCAA, however long that's been. Up until recently, now these kids can start making profits off of their name, image, and likeness. But that's only going to come if you got a good name. Any brand that wants to partner with you, they're going to want to partner with someone that's a good person, or at least someone that's not in the headlines doing bad shit. No one wants to invest in someone who's potentially going to end up in jail in the next few months, or kicked out of school, or ineligible, can't make grades, whatever the case is. That's not good business. That's not a good investment on their part. So they're going to be looking for the athletes that are clean cut, taking care of business day in and day out, keeping a good name. I cannot stress this enough. Your name is everything, first and last, you know, and that's the team that you was born into, you know, with whatever hand you was dealt. You know, a lot of people come from all different type of background situations, but whatever your first and last name is, you didn't have control over what that is, but you got control over how the world could view it. Being solid, standing on your business, being 100 about what you're doing. You know, so you young guys out there, I'm speaking to the youth mainly because y'all the ones that really need to hear it. I'm not really trying to preach. I'm just trying to give you some game. You know, anybody that's, you know, in the older crowd listening to this, you know, hopefully you figured it out by now. But it's also just good to hear it as a reminder, because maybe it's a youngster that's in your life that you could say, hey, man, check it out. Let's get this straight. No matter what team you play for, the most important name is the name on the back of the jersey. You've probably heard that before. You're playing for both. You represent both. But that team that you on, that's going to come and go. No one is on a team forever. But that last name, that first and last name, that's going to be with you forever. It's with you longer than you are with you. You know, we all got to go someday. But that name going to be on that tombstone or whatever, wherever you are going to be acknowledged. That name will live on forever. So make sure it's a good one. And it's not that hard. All you got to do is be you, be true to yourself, and be a good person. You know what's right from wrong. And you can't straddle the fence, especially if you are one of these athletes or someone that's in the limelight, in the spotlight, being looked at. Trust me, you are an example. You're an example to a whole bunch of people. People that you don't even realize it. You know, when I was playing football my first year in Idaho, I got good perspective on this doing some community service work. I used to go to the elementary school in the area and go read to the first and second grade class. These kids, without even really knowing who I was, they already automatically looked up to me just because they heard that I was a Vandal football player. And in that city, in Moscow, Idaho, the Idaho Vandals are everything, because they don't have any professional sports teams out there. You know, and actually, while we're on the topic, I do want to send prayers and condolences out to the families of those, the young guy and girls who were killed out there at the University of Idaho. That's made national headlines, and it's just a crazy situation, a real crazy situation. And yeah, it's terrible, you know, to and for anyone to lose a life like that. You know, and what's another something crazy about that topic is when I first heard the news of it, I really didn't think so much of it, which is terrible. And that's how I know I've been somewhat desensitized to this shit, coming from Oakland, coming from the Bay Area. Unfortunately, we hear about murders and things like that way too often. So when I hear a headline, 4 University of Idaho students were killed, yeah, the first thing that came to my mind was like, damn, that's bad. But that's kind of all the thought I put into it. But then as I started seeing more and more headlines and looking deeper into the situation, it hit me like, damn, this shit is serious. You know, this is national news First off, because a lot of things like that don't happen in that community. You know, as far as what I know, the investigation on that whole case is all over the place because law enforcement out there wasn't even prepared to deal with a homicide. It's not that common in that area of the country, in Moscow, Idaho. But someone from Oakland, you hear about that shit way too often, so it can eventually you can start looking over things, you know. So anyways, I say all that to say, we got to be representing ourselves. We got to be representing ourselves because when that time comes, whenever that time is, when we do check out, you always want to be spoken good on. But not even then. You want to be just spoken good on at all times. When people not around you, what are they saying? For the most part, you want them to say good things. And trust me, they're going to be haters. They're going to be haters, and you need haters. Because that means that you're doing something with yourself. You know, success comes with jealousy and hate and envy. So if you're trying to be successful, if you're doing good, if you truly got a good name and the majority of people realize it, it might be a few salty people that want to throw dirt on your name to bring you down to whatever level they are on. Don't worry about that. Just keep doing you. Don't get pulled into nobody else's bullshit. And stay focused. Stay focused. You know. And just another situation that was recently happened was another murder, which was terrible. Football players from the University of Virginia, three or four football players killed by one of their teammates. Now, the reports are going out saying that this dude was a walk-on. He was on the team temporarily. And it's starting to seem like this was a crime that was based on jealousy. So, now, his name is fucked. It is, you know. Whenever people speak on this guy, I don't even know his name. I don't remember from the reports, but whenever people speak on this guy, it's not going to be nothing good coming from that. You know? So, don't be out doing stupid shit that's going to tarnish your reputation. Think before you act. Think before you react. Most reaction happen instantaneously. Most physical reaction. But a lot of times, mentally, we could slow down and not be so quick to put action behind whatever we feel. Feelings are temporary. They come and go. You can act on your feelings and it will fuck up your name. So be smart. Be responsible. Again, I don't know who specifically need to hear this, but somebody do. Take care of your business. Take care of your name. It's all you got. You could have all the riches in the world. If your name is fucked, then it is what it is. Hope you enjoy what the little shit you got. But at the end of the day, it comes down to being a real good person, a solid person. So, for you athletes that's out there grinding, trying to get somewhere, remember that. Remember that. And also know this. Sometimes if you affiliate yourself with someone else that got a bad name, that could rub off on you. You could be doing everything right, but letting some of the wrong people in your circle. You know, what they say, guilty by association. That shit is true. Don't get caught up in it. Don't get caught up in it. Don't do shit that you know ain't right. Oh, I'm too tired. I don't feel like going to class. No, fuck that. Get up and go to class. Unless you really sick, go. Oh man, I haven't really taken care of my responsibilities, but I'm gonna go out and party just because it'll make me feel good in the moment. No, prioritize first. Did you get your workout done? Did you get your homework done? Are you taking care of business? Are you taking care of business? What's the value of your name? Because you only get one name. Man, people change their names. You could change your, you could try to change your identity, but the truth will always come back around. So-and-so was either a solid person, a good person, or so-and-so is just an asshole. Can't deal with them. Don't want to be around them. And it goes all the way through life. I know we're talking about school and athletics, but trust me, it goes on through life. Whatever your career path is, whatever job you on, whatever people you're dealing with in life, you represent them and they represent you by association. So you always want to be associated with the right people and have the right people happy that they associated with you. And that, my friends, will take you to a whole nother level in this thing. But you gotta stay focused. All right, I'm out.